Here's a question I want you to sit with for a minute. How many phone calls did your team field this past quarter from beneficiary clients asking, "Wait, do I actually need to take a distribution from this inherited IRA this year?" If the answer is more than we'd like to admit, I'm going to say something that might land hard. Those calls aren't a problem with your clients. They're a problem with your delivery system. I'm Nick Gaske from Pod Bros Media in Scottsdale, Arizona. And today on the Pod Bros Playbook, we're talking about the inherited IRA RMD surprise that's quietly burning out financial advisor teams in 2026 and the simple shift the top firms made to stop drowning in repeat questions. Let me set the stage. For 4 years, from 2021 through 2024, the IRS waived the penalty on missed required minimum distributions for most non-spouse beneficiaries of inherited IRAs. Many clients heard that and filed it under, "Cool, no RMDs during the 10-year window." Then, in mid-2024, Treasury finalized the SECURE Act regulations. Buried in those regs was the rule that mattered. If your client inherited from someone who'd already started their RMDs, annual distributions are required during the 10-year window. Starting in 2025, the penalty waiver is gone. Real tax bills, real penalties, real angry clients. So now it's 2026. Tax season just wrapped, and firms that serve any meaningful number of beneficiary clients are watching the same scene play out over and over. A client opens their tax return, sees a 1099-R they didn't expect, and calls in a panic. Or they get an IRS notice for an excise tax. Or they read their year-end statement and realize they should have been pulling money out for the last 12 months. What do those calls have in common? They're long. They're emotional. They're almost identical from one client to the next. And they're eating your most experienced advisors alive. Here's what the top firms are doing instead. They're recording the answer, once, cleanly, with a real microphone, real pacing, and real authority. And they're putting it where every beneficiary client and every prospect can find it before they pick up the phone. That looks like a podcast episode titled, "If You Inherited an IRA After 2020, Here's What Changed in 2026. It looks like a 15-minute video that walks through the 10-year rule, the annual RMD piece, the penalty exposure, and what the planning conversation actually involves. It looks like a clip sent before every beneficiary review meeting, so the conversation starts at minute 30, not minute zero. And here's the part that should land for every owner advisor listening. When you record that explanation once, you stop selling your hours and start selling your thinking. The same 40-minute call you've been having for free 50 times a quarter becomes an asset. It pre-qualifies prospects. It positions you as the firm that actually saw this coming. And it builds search visibility in a moment when AI search engines are scraping financial content and citing the firms that publish. The firms still doing it the old way are paying in three currencies: advisor hours, client confidence, and new asset acquisition. Picture two RIAs in Phoenix. Same size, same niche, both fee-only. Firm A spends Q1 of 2026 with three advisors fielding inherited IRA RMD questions, taking 30 to 60 minutes per call. Firm B records a clean 15-minute walkthrough in February, links it from every relevant client portal page, and sends it to every beneficiary in their CRM before the questions even start. Firm A's advisors are exhausted. Firm B's advisors are doing financial planning. And when a beneficiary in Firm A's book gets a referral to Firm B, that walkthrough is sitting on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, ready to do the trust-building work before the discovery call ever happens. That's the difference. It's not better information. It's better delivery. If you're an advisor or firm owner tired of repeating the same conversation, here's what I'd offer. We help authority-based firms in financial services, law, and accounting record their thinking in a way that scales. We handle the studio, editing, publishing, SEO, all of it. You show up, talk through what you already know, and walk out with content that works for you for years. If that sounds worth 30 minutes, head to podbrosmedia.com/free-session and book a no-pitch strategy call. We'll look at your client communication bottlenecks and tell you exactly what a recorded content engine would look like for your firm. I'm Nick Gaske. Thanks for listening to the Pod Bros Playbook. Talk to you on the next one.